Hello, this is Mae Johnstone from deliciousHealing.com, and I'm going to help you open up to your healing by running your healing bar. This will be helpful if you've got an ongoing health issue that's not responding to healing, if you've been trying unsuccessfully to heal yourself, or if you're in any doubt about healing other people. This process will have a relaxing and calming effect on you. So if you're driving or operating machinery, please wait until you've finished that before proceeding. Now, I'm assuming that you have a comfortable, warm place where you can be relaxed, either sitting or lying down, for about 10 minutes. Having your bars run is a completely passive process for you. So if you just want to chill out and relax and maybe even go to sleep, that's absolutely fine. Your healing bar will still be running. In fact, I don't really need to say anything at all, but because that would probably feel a little weird to you, I'll be chatting and letting you know what I'm doing for some of the time, while for other parts I'll just be quiet, particularly towards the end of the recording where you'll probably want to just relax. I'm going to start by getting energy to flow easily and freely through your body in three different directions. The first energy pull I'm doing is up your body, so I'm inviting energy to flow in through your feet, up through your body and out of the top of your head. And you might like to imagine that I have one hand cradling the back of your head, and I'm lightly touching the third eye center of your forehead with my fingers. You may notice some sensations as the energy flows. You may not. Either way is fine. And again, you don't need to do anything. I'm activating these energy flows for you. So now the energy is flowing up through your body. I'm going to ask it to flow the other way. So you might like to imagine I have one finger on each sole of your foot as I pull the energy in through your head, all the way down your body and out through the soles of your feet. And the third energy pull is for the energy to come in through your hands, up your arms, through your shoulders, and out of the top of your head. And you might like to imagine that one finger from each of my hands is touching the middle of the palm on each of your hands, to help that energy pull. So now the energy is flowing freely in all three directions, and we're ready to move on to activate your healing bar. Again, this is a passive process for you. You don't need to do anything. And I'll explain what I'm doing at the beginning. So your healing bar is in the middle of your temple on each side of your head. So you might like to imagine that I'm lightly touching one finger onto the middle of your temple on each side of your head. Now I'm going to activate your healing bar. And I know that it's running as I can feel heat and tingling in my fingers. And you may notice some sensations. Some people see colors. Some people feel sensations in their bodies. Some people have visual effects, like somebody recently described glass tubes coming out of the head and some kind of liquid flowing out. But once again, there's no need to do anything. You're just relaxing, and if you like, noticing what happens, or just switching off entirely, whatever suits you best in this moment. And as the healing bar continues to run, it's an automatic process, a bit like pressing the delete button on your computer when you want to get rid of a folder of files and dump them in the waste paper bin. All of the old conditioning, points of view, thoughts, ideas that you have about being healed or not being healed, about being able to heal yourself or not being able to heal yourself, about being a healer or not being a healer. They're all just automatically dissipating out of your brain. You probably won't even be conscious of what they are, because many of them have been running unconsciously in the back of your mind for so long. And as you release all the old conditioning, you're making space in your brain, space where you can receive healing, where you can receive new viewpoints about healing, where you can receive insights about you as a healer. So allowing that process to continue a little longer. And as we come towards a close, I'm going to run another bar called Restructuring, which is going to prevent all of the old conditioning that you've released from coming back in again. How many times do we get a good effect from healing, some improvement, and then within a few days or weeks, we're back to square one? So the restructuring bar is making sure that what you've let go is let go for good. And as that completes, I'd like to tell you that the bars were developed by Gary Douglas about 20 years ago, and he is the founder of Access Consciousness, which you can explore at accessconsciousness.com, or you can get an overview of the bars at my website, deliciousHealing.com, and click on Methods. Your session is complete now. I'd love to hear what effect it has on you opening up to healing. Your brain has been through a lot of processing, and your brain needs water, sugar, and salt. So you may find that your body is asking for one or more of water, sugar, or salt after this session. Thank you for joining me.